Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Ken Coe with the Treasure Coast Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. LLS will be having two upcoming fundraisers in August. Their annual golf tournament will take place on Saturday, August 9th at Martin Downs Golf Club in Palm City. And the following Saturday, August 16th, Hot Caribbean Night, a wine tasting and celebrity chef cook-off will take place at the Mansion at Tuckahoe in Jensen Beach. Ken, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew.
Give me a little background about these various diseases, because there's actually a group. You have leukemia, you have lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease. These are all blood cancers, are they not?
That is correct. These diseases affect people different ways, and also in that affecting, you get different types of way people feel and that type of thing before they even know they have it. A lot of people don't realize the symptoms of it until they read about it or somebody tells them about it. And, of course, the leukemia thing is number one in all of those you just mentioned, because more people got those because there are more varieties or more different types of leukemia than the other diseases.
Do we know what causes these various diseases?
Nobody knows, basically. You know, leukemia, some phase of leukemia, they think it comes from maybe the foods we eat. They think that is one thing. But they really don't know what causes all of them.
And it can affect all ages?
Yes, from young kids, babies, all the way up to 67 years old.
I think earlier on, leukemia was an almost fatal disease. Has that changed over the years?
Oh, definitely has changed. You know, back when I got involved with it 40 years ago, if you had leukemia, you were dead. There was no cure for any type of leukemia. And, of course, they started doing research and blood research all over the world, basically, supported by leukemia. And then Jerry Lewis's Hospital in Memphis got involved, and they teamed up together, and they did a lot of research. And they have found seven cures of certain types of leukemia, but others are popping up. And there's about 35 or 40 different strains of leukemia.
And how prevalent is it? Are we seeing increasing numbers, decreasing numbers?
Well, you're seeing a decrease in some aspects of it, but you're seeing an increase with these new ones popping up. You know, the seven has been cured, basically. You know, those are gone, hopefully. They don't reoccur. But yeah, we're seeing a definite increase in leukemia.
I'm speaking today with Ken Coe with the Treasure Coast Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. You have back-to-back fundraisers coming up. You're starting off with a golf tournament coming up on August the 9th at Martin Downs. Still looking for golfers?
Yes, we need golfers real bad. You know, golfers always wait till the last minute. Yes, we definitely need golfers. You know, to make any money off of a golf tournament, you need 80 golfers. And hopefully we're going to get that many, but yes, we need golfers.
And how about sponsors for the event?
We need sponsors also. That's never a problem. We definitely need sponsors.
And then the very next week, you've got Hot Caribbean Night, wine tasting, celebrity chef cook-off. Tell me about that.
We started that 10 years ago, and it's amazing what has happened with that. It has become the number one social event in Martin County during the summer. And we've gone to 606 people at the event last year. But what we're doing, we're adding craft beers to it this year. And give you a little background on the entire thing, we usually have 14 restaurants, and now we have 18 this year. We have great chefs from all over the area that compete in this, and of course they get an award, you know, for that. It's great food. You will not go away hungry. You can come and have great music. Then you can have some great wines and great craft beers. Tickets for the golf is $125 per person, and we have some great perks for businesses that want to come in as a sponsor for that event. Tickets for the Hot Caribbean Nights, and it's the best deal in America. $40 in advance for all this food, all of the other things that you get, the great music, and it's just great.
I've been speaking today with Ken Coe with the Treasure Coast Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We'll have contact information for them as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Ken, thanks so much for coming in and joining me today on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew. Thanks for having me.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, get in touch with me via our website, WQCS.org. Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.